Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
What does it mean to be Irish? Or does it actually mean anything at all? Because I heard something very interesting in the news today, which I wanted to talk about. So I'm sure the majority of you know who the pop singer Ed Sheeran is. Now, Ed Sheeran, of course, is British. He was raised in England, in Suffolk in England, as far as I know. But he now says he culturally identifies as Irish. Now, we've all heard people saying they identify as all sorts of things over the last couple of months, but he identifies as Irish. He's quite well known for one of his more popular songs, especially with Irish fans and the song Galway Girl. And a few reasons he gave for identifying as Irish was that he has a large Irish family and he would spent most of his holidays as a kid in the countryside in Ireland, in Galway. Now, this all occurred when Ed appeared on the Louis Theroux podcast, where he stated that he classes his cultural, or his culture, as Irish. Now, in fairness, he does look like a bit of an Irish fella, doesn't he? With his big mop of hair. It is kind of red, isn't it? And he thinks that he kind of grew up, you know, with that Irish culture. He has said that his first musical experiences were in Ireland. He grew up in the trad, with the trad around his house. And he has said that he is really proud of his Irish heritage and family culture. Ed also said he doesn't think there's any rules. It should be about how you feel, not how you were raised and what you lean to. Now, I don't know if that's a bit of nonsense, to be honest with you. I've spent a lot of my time in America over the years, but I'm not American, nor can I identify as being American. Even though I've been there so many times on bloody holidays and I like the place a lot, I can't say that I'm American. Ah, could put on a bit of American accent, couldn't I? Be like that, talking on the air. But that's not a good American accent, really, is it? Sounds like I'm from the middle of the down south, ye old boys, you know? Anyway, you got to hold it in your lungs longer, George. Anyway, it got me thinking about Irish culture. And what does it actually mean to be Irish? Like, are you only considered Irish if you were born here? If your granny lives here? Or your great-granny? Or, you know, your dad stood at the GPO in 1916? Or your great-granddad? I mean, what does it actually mean to be Irish? I mean, the Irish Times ran an article last week about an RT documentary where a professor stated that the Irish people are mongrels. Now, that's historically incorrect, by the way, can I just point out? Well, in a sense that we're not unique in that situation. Every country, citizens are mongrels, with very little exception. I mentioned America a minute ago. If you want to talk about America, probably the biggest example of, you know, a state that doesn't have an homogenous population. So I want you to ring in and text, come on the show, tell me where you're from and what you think it means to be, what does it mean to be Irish? Like, I asked somebody there recently, we were having a barney about refugees and asylum seekers and what have you on the radio. He was a bit of a racist, in fairness. And I was saying to him, so if Mick comes over from Nigeria and he has a kid here in Ireland with his wife and he's been living here 20 years and his kid has an Irish passport and his kid is 19 years of age and in college, is his kid Irish? And he said, nah, it's not. And I said, but he says he's Irish, so is he not Irish? Nah, he's African. I said, well, then at what point will his kids be Irish? And he went, no. And I said, when will his family be Irish? At what point will they be Irish? And he kind of couldn't really answer the question. And then he started going on about, oh, well, look, my family, my great-grandfather, he fought in this and he knew Cromwell. And he was best mates with Cromwell's dad. And all, you know, all this kind of nonsense, right? During the Boyne Valley siege and, stuff. Anyway, what does it mean to actually be Irish? What does it feel like to be Irish? Like, if somebody said to me tomorrow, what does it feel like to be Irish? I couldn't answer that question. There isn't really an answer to that question. Well, I live in Ireland. I ran for the European elections to represent the Irish people. I talk at an Irish radio station, you know, to Irish people. I talk to everybody, really. I don't know. I don't know, really. I mean, because I don't play the Bowron. I don't dance at the crossroads. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Irish music, I'm going to be honest with you. Although some people are. I'm not a fan of trad music. I don't watch GAA. I do like potatoes, in fairness. But that's about it. I mean, what does it mean to be Irish? The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. Now, John, you wanted to stay on for this because you only got a few minutes just before the break on the other topic.
Yeah.
And you insisted you wanted to talk about this. But go on, why?
I wanted to finish the point as well, if I may.
No. Forget about the rent. Get away from the rent.
Well, I'll tell you why, because it's going to link her up. You're talking about, what does it mean to be Irish? What it means to me to be Irish is I'm born here in this country. And that makes me Irish.
Does that make you Irish? Well, I thought we had a referendum back in 2003.
And I should answer that question that you just raised.
No. Let me just clarify what you just said. Being born in Ireland doesn't make you Irish. We had a referendum in 2003 that stated that fact very clearly.
The fact of the matter is, Niall, I was born in Ireland. I was raised in Ireland. I'm Irish.
But that doesn't make you Irish.
Of course it makes me Irish. And the fact that you raised the point there that you had an African family coming over, what point does it make them Irish? It doesn't. Period.
Oh, there's so, no okay.
Delusion so, of the waters here.
So, okay, so because John was born and raised in Ireland, he's Irish. But if you know, I don't know, some lad comes over from Africa and he has a son who's born in Ireland, same age as you, but he's not Irish.
No, and they never will be.
They never will be.
Never will be.
Why? Why does he not apply to the same rules as you? He was born here too.
No, the fact is, I have Irish parents. I was born from Irish parents. Period. I am Irish. Now,
so is it one? Okay, so is it one set of?
They have African parents.
Yeah, but do we go back one set of parents then, or two sets of parents? How many parents do you have to go back to be Irish?
I go back to my parents. They were Irish. Their parents before them were Irish. Their parents before them were Irish. Their parents before them were Irish.
Well, if we go back 8,000 years, when the first Irish people, if you want to call them Irish people, the first settlers came to this country, they were kind of Normans and Vikings and all sorts of people coming to this country over the years. Realistically, then, nobody is Irish if you're going by your rules.
No, the fact of the matter is, if you're talking about America, you're talking about England, you're talking about every other country in the world. If you go to an English man or woman and say, are you English? They'll say, yeah, I was born here, I'm English. If you go to America and you say to an American person, are you American? Yeah, I was born here. My generations of family was here. I'm born here. The fact is, Irish people...
Well, they're not. Going by your rules, by the way, most Americans, 99% of them, are not actually American, because the true Americans would be the Native American Indians.
But the fact of the matter is, you say to an American to say, or today, he was born in America, they will say they're American.
Okay, so then well, then why can't Johnny, who came from Africa or Afghanistan or Libya or whatever...
Because he came from Africa.
But it doesn't matter. He's born here. If he was born here, if his parents came here and
yeah,
he was born here...
His parents aren't Irish.
Okay, okay, let's... Okay, but then let's take it to the next step and let's see how far you'll take this, right? So let's say... Mick and Mary.
Dangerous, Niall, dangerous.
Okay, Mick and Mary come from Africa. They have a kid.
Yeah.
He gets married to another African person, right? And they have kids. But now they're both born in this country. So, and then they have another kid. So they're grandparents now, right? Or their parents will be grandparents now. And they're all born in Ireland now. So will you let them be Irish?
But the fact is to have African... lineage.
If I stuck your DNA into a machine, one of those, you know, websites, we'll find that if we look back in your heritage, there's probably a bit of Spanish in you, a little bit of French in you, a little bit of British in you, Scottish maybe, you know, could be a bit of German in you as well. You know what I mean? Nobody is true Irish.
But the point is, Niall, I'm saying to you, that if you look across the world, you look in countries today, and you say to a person who comes from Spain, wherever the hell they come from, are you a national Spain? You know, are you born, raised in Spain? Are you Spanish? They will turn around and say, yeah. I'm just using that as an example. They will turn around and go, yeah, I am Spanish.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just bring Steve into this conversation.
Irish.
Yeah, no, hang on. I want to bring Steve in. Okay, John, right, hang on. Steve. Yeah.
How are you, Niall?
How are you, Steve? Okay, Steve, what does it mean to be Irish, Steve?
Okay, well, just before we move on, John, you made a comment just before the break where you said, oh, I sounded like Steve there. What did you mean by that?
Oh, sorry, it's just it's the way you speak. I kind of spoke the way you did. I said, Jesus, now I sound like Steve.
Oh, fantastic. Right, so now what does it mean to be Irish?
Did that get your back over?
No, not in the slightest. I was just curious, that's all.
Lads, it's enough of the small talk. Let's get back to the conversation.
Yeah.
Steve, go on.
Yeah, you're very direct in this. The way I said a very direct comment.
It's like a love
it. Okay. So what does it mean to be Irish? Let me ask you a question, Niall. Let's say there's a young black lad who was born today.
Oh, we don't have to. Why do we need to bring skin colour into it?
No, because trust me, just bear with me on this, because it's a lot to do with skin colour. So let's say there's a young black lad born in this country today, and in 25 years, he grows up and he has the Dublin accent and he wants the bleeding story. And he's as Irish as be damned, apart from the colour of his skin, and people will only see him as African because of the colour of his skin. But let me ask you a question. When he's being taught by his family, what heritage do you think he's being taught?
Let me ask the question. He's asked me. I would like to think his parents will teach him both his original heritage, which is African, but also Irish heritage too.
Okay, but so his heritage is in Ireland.
Yeah,
his heritage is African.
Let's take your argument, which is the same argument John gave me, right? Let's take that a step further. Let's say his kid's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is he Irish?
Okay, so the way I would look at this, I would say no, not just yet. And it is a case to do with time, Niall. That's all it has to do with. And I tell you why. For me, what does it mean to be Irish? When I walk through Kilmainham Jail, you know, the hair stands up on the back of my neck. I can instantly connect to the people who...
But you don't know them.
And lost, hold on a second. Who loved and lost their lives. When I watch Michael Collins, the movie, or read into Irish history, or look into the famine, or any of these things, I can connect with the people who died on this land, Niall. I can connect
and
with them.
Why no, can't somebody who comes to this country and is born in this country do the same thing? Can they not connect? Can they not say, this is where I live, so I connect with these people?
I'm pretty sure that, you know, Johnny, who was born here in Ireland, but his heritage is in Africa, when he reads about the, you know, the black hole of Calcutta, then perhaps, yeah, he can say, you know, I feel some sort of heritage there. But he can't feel the lineage in his blood and the connection with the people who lost their lives on this land. Being Irish is something that's deep down within you. And sure, Johnny, in 500 years, you know, his family have been living here for 500 years, who have loved, lost and died on this land, then yeah, absolutely, then they can call themselves Irish.
So being born here and having a passport that says you're Irish doesn't make you Irish as far as you're concerned?
Absolutely, absolutely not. How could it possibly, Niall? And as I said,
what about Ed Sheeran? He says he identifies as Irish.
He can identify as a lamppost for all I believe in there. It doesn't mean that he's Irish, does it?
But he said in a podcast with Louis Theroux that he identifies as being culturally Irish.
Well, do you know what I'd like to do? If there's any politicians, any of these lefty weirdos who are listening, I want just to take into consideration what I just said there. They're saying, oh, everybody's welcome into this country, you know, and they identify as Irish and they're just as Irish as the rest of us. If they are just as Irish as the rest of us, why is it that their heritage is not Irish?
Okay, let me complicate the question a bit, okay, if I can, Steve. So let's say Mick moves from London. He's born in England, raised in England. Family are all British for generations. Yep. And he moves to Ireland. So now we have no complication with skin colour. All right, if that's what you believe is a slight complication in how people perceive.
No, I don't believe that.
No, how people perceive each other, right?
Perceive, yeah.
Okay, so he's white. He's British. He's... gets married to an Irish girl, let's say, and he moves here and has kids, and they then have an Irish passport.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Irish?
No, not at all.
They're a mixed race, are they?
But Niall, what does it mean to be Irish? It's a connection to the land. That connection is only garnered via a huge amount of time. We have connection. You, me, John, everybody else who's listening, who's you know, culturally, not just culturally attached, but their heritage is in this country. That's the way it should be defined. If your heritage is in this country, then you're Irish. If your heritage is outside of this country and you're being taught a different heritage by your parents, you could possibly be Irish.
Yeah, sorry, John, you want to say something quickly because I have to go to Jerry before the break.
Yeah, sorry, I just want to say I agree with Steve there on that point. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you're raised in Africa, you use the example there of the African kid. The fact of the matter is, Steve has made a point there. Irish people have suffered the famine, The Vikings.
You did, yeah, but you didn't suffer all those things.
They've suffered through the years, and yet their blood is on the land. But if you say that if some Africans
hold on a second, John. No, but hang on, your blood is not on the land. You didn't suffer all those things.
Has no linkage to that history.
But they have just as little linkage to it as you have, because you haven't suffered on the land. You haven't been involved in the famine. Hang on a second. Let me just go to Jer as well. Jer, hi. No, hang on. Jer, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. Hi, guys. But listen, there's been this a very heated debate. But the thing is, all those, and I've seen tourism and work tourism, and all those famine people that left and went to America, and they were Irish. They were born in Irish, 1840s. They all went over there and they settled. Have they lost their Irishness? Is their generation not Irish? Are they classified as American? Like, it's the same thing, but in reverse. Like, you guys are saying...
Well, no, they are American, but if you talk to them, I'm originally Irish.
But Niall, they'll fight to a nail over their heritage. They'll say they're Irish. They're coming back here looking for their family, their genealogy. They're coming from Australia. And they are the most, on top of this...
But they are American.
Irish thing. But, like, what does it mean in 2025 to be Irish? From people that have come and joined our community from all over the world, and people that have left and gone to other parts of the world. I mean, is it not the way we care and how we contribute to community, how we live and we build our community, and how we're part of
okay. Can you not do that if you're originally from another country? Can you not do that? Can you not be part of that?
We have all Irish that are working in Dubai, and they've brought all that Irishness with them. Like, and they said, what is Irish? But they haven't all turned into people from Dubai. Like, they've brought their Irishness with them.
They haven't all suddenly converted to Islam. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
They brought their GA with them. They brought their culture, the stuff that can't be erased no matter where you're from. And you see all these youngsters coming through now. Well, yeah. But
hang on. This is the thing about the GAA, right? Yeah. I have no interest in the GAA. I'm Irish.
I'm just picking an ingrained in the history of Ireland.
I hate traditional music. I have no interest in the GAA, but I do like potatoes.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, our poetry, our actors, our, like, you know, our history, like, it can be, the person that's born in this country can be feel inclusive and welcome in this country.
But okay, let me just take that to another point. I know all about Irish poetry. I know all because I did it in school, obviously. I learned all about it in school. I learned all about Irish heritage, the monuments. I've learned all about...
Remember Finn McCool?
No, I do. Finn McCool, yeah. Remember well, yeah. Remember all that stuff, right? Vaguely. But that's not what makes me Irish. Because if that's the case, then, you know, if Johnny comes from another country in the world and goes to school here and he's born here and he goes to school here, he can learn all that too. So he can feel that connection too.
Hang on, Steve.
Let Jer finish. Sorry, go ahead, Jer.
But people who were born in this country, who have parents maybe from a different part of the world, and they see themselves as Irish. And I've talked to tons of people over this over the years, and they are determined to come to this country, live in this country, be part of the community, get the Irish passport, because they want to be part of Ireland. And I mean, look at 2004 when all the Polish were, when they finally joined the EU and they were allowed to travel. Where did they come? They came to Ireland. Because Ireland was one of the few countries that was looking for workers. We're going to a big boom.
Yeah, I think you're slightly confused.
Which we could do right now. But if you talk to any Polish...
Okay, well then, at what point... Okay, well, can I ask a question then, right then? Yeah. So at what point in your lineage do you become Irish? So when do you be... If I'm from another country, let's say I'm from Spain or I'm from Africa or whatever... And I move to Ireland and I have kids and then my kids have kids and my kids have kids and my kids' kids have kids and my great-grandkids have kids. At what point do they become Irish? When?
If you're born here, I think if you're born here and you're second generation, I think you've every right to claim yourself as Irish. Yes, people out there know
second generation, okay.
But I think you have every right to say this.
Second generation.
Can I say something important here?
My mother is Spanish. My father is Irish. My father's whatever.
All right, Steve, you had something of great importance to tell us before the break. What was that? You've forgotten.
No, I haven't. So what I wanted to say to Jer there was that you can adopt culture. You can't adopt heritage. And that's the stark difference in the conversation that we're having. You're talking about people coming over here and adopting our culture, which is absolutely correct.
How far do you take that back, Steve? Because most of us, right, don't, we haven't descended from the original settlers that came to this country.
Correct.
Who are the original Irish, right, 8,000 years ago. Most of us have probably descended from Normans or Vikings or Spanish or whatever, the Spanish Armadas or whatever happened to be. So if that's the case, then none of us really have a right to claim Irish heritage.
Well, no, hold on a second, Niall. As I said from the very start of this conversation, it boils down to time. You know, if you're second generation, third generation in this country, you're still not Irish. Told you, come back to me in 500 years when your ancestors on this land have loved and lost. And lost their lives and gave their lives for this country.
Why?
Then you can say yes.
Ah, no, you don't have to lose your life for a country. You don't have to lose your life for a country. Sorry, Jared. Well, hang on, Jared, go ahead.
When the Vikings and Normans came here and they basically destroyed us, and then the old saying in the history books, they became more Irish than the Irish themselves. They all married into Irish. You know, wives and lived in communities and society. But I mean, and now that's why we're all mixed up with that. I mean, does that mean that those people aren't Irish? They're probably
that's not what I said.
Over 500 years.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming
well over 500 years.
They carry the badge for it, don't they? Mm. But I mean, at the end of the day, like these people are and we can't say someone's here for 500 years and they're Irish. It might even be here for 500 years.
Jer, have you got a long lineage?
Yes. Guy, can I ask you a few questions, Steve?
Yes, go for it.
Do you like GAA?
No, not particularly.
Do you ever listen to the Wolf Tones?
No.
Do you like Kaylee music?
No.
Do you play a bower on?
No.
Do you eat potatoes?
I love potatoes.
He's in. So.
Well, no. I think you're. Oh, well, just bear with me a second. I think you're all missing the bloody point here.
Yeah.
The difference between the difference between culture and heritage. We have lineage in this country, Niall. You, I, and I'm assuming Jer. I'm just assuming Jer. I don't know whether he does or he doesn't. But like, if his lineage doesn't go back far enough, how could you consider yourself Irish?
Well, I did one of those DNA tests. You know, going back, my heritage. Called the bloody thing. I did one going back about 6-7 years ago, and like there was only something like 50% of me was Irish. The rest was like Spanish and German and all sorts of different things.
Over what period of time?
Probably thousands of years. Yeah.
But there you go, and that's fine. Mm. Then now you have lineage to this land, you've heritage to this land. You're not just a blow-in. So how could you consider? There's nothing worse than our government pontificating, saying, oh, look, here's Johnny from Africa who's over here 10 days and he's Irish. No, he's not. No, just because you have a piece of paper.
No, I never said Johnny from Africa is here 10 days is Irish. That's ridiculous. Of course, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but just because you have a passport doesn't make you anyway Irish. Not in the slightest.
Legally, it does.
Legally, it does.
Yeah.
Legally, it does. But I think we all know the difference between it being legal and actually having a heritage and lineage and culture.
We live in 2025, not a time of the Normans and the Vikings. And thinking about it is like, it's our heritage here. It's spread right around the world. Look, the whole place celebrates St. Patrick's Day. And we said, right, the whole place.
So he wasn't even Irish.
Yeah. And I think it's about place and people and belonging. It's about how you show up in the world and how you care for others and how you carry our story forward. And if you're born and the next generation is born. Like I said, when the Polish started, I spoke to a few Polish people, when they started coming over here, they have a song, and maybe Niall knows it, and it went number one in Poland, something like My Lovely Ireland or My Love for Ireland. And they always wanted to come over here and they always wanted to live here and they love it here.
Well, they're culturally similar to us.
Yeah. And they said, when you're in Poland, if you salute somebody, like, you know, when we're all driving, we do the one finger thing, we all salute everybody, right?
Yeah.
And we see a carry, like, we salute each other, and we all say, oh, sorry, how are you? And he said, if you didn't talk to anybody in Poland, like, you might get a box into the jaw, right? But there's no one over there, because they come out, it's so big.
That is a very Irish thing, by the way, to say hello to complete strangers.
But might be going back to that. But the thing is, though, they said, when they came over here and they were part of a community and settled their roots down, they'd be going back to Poland, and they were doing the one finger thing, and they were making new friends over, and they brought that Irish, I suppose, way and values over to their own country. And they said, like, you know, it changed them. And that's why, I mean, we all have Polish neighbors, but would you consider Polish and their children, I would consider them Irish now. I would say they're Irish. They're part of it. They're part of the community. They go to the schools.
And they're only here 20 years. I mean, well, the Polish are only here about 20 years.
And they're eating potatoes.
But the Polish people are only here about 20 years. How can you call them Irish?
Yeah,
but yeah, do you know what, Niall?
One at a time. Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
It seems to be these days that we're sacrificing our identity, what it means to be Irish. And look, all three of us are on the line here. We can't put our finger on exactly what it is.
But we know what it is.
Ed Sheeran knows what it is.
We feel what it is inside of us.
Yeah.
But we seem to be sacrificing that at the altar of diversity. Because what we're basically saying is everybody's the same, come on in. No, because Niall, you go to Florida a lot. You tell me, is there a stark difference between talking to a dub and somebody, a Floridian?
Of course there is.
Okay, who would you be more comfortable sitting down and having a conversation with?
Both.
Floridian.
Would you be more comfortable? Because I've gone on holiday.
I've worked in talk radio in Florida, and I worked on talk radio here. When I say I worked, I did about four shows. Mm-hmm. And it was very similar, I'm going to be honest with you. The Florida, yeah, they talked about Donald Trump quite a lot, but it was very similar. I mean, people like to talk. Now, mm-hmm. I have to be honest, there was a survey done many, many years ago. I worked in another radio station at the time, and talk radio at night in Ireland was synonymous. Particularly, you know, shows like the Joe Duffy Show and those kind of shows where people interact, like this show as well. And there was a survey done that Irish people spent more time on the phone at the time than anyone per head of population. Yeah, because we talk more. Now, that's one thing that we do. We talk a lot.
And you're absolutely correct, Niall. But I'll ask you the question again. Who are you more comfortable talking to? One of your... No, you can't be equally. So I'll give you an example. Sorry, I'll give you an example.
I can be equally.
Hold on a second. I've been to plenty of countries around the world. And when you're talking to foreign nationals, people where there's language barriers or cultural barriers, when you do meet one of your own on your travels, it's like, oh, thank Jesus, I can talk normal now. I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm in Florida, the last thing I want to meet is some lad in O'Neill's jersey. Or I don't feel like an outsider.
The last thing I want to meet when I'm on my holidays in Florida is some lad in O'Neill's jersey.
Did you feel like an outsider, Niall, when you were in Florida?
No.
No.
Bullshit. Well, of course you did.
No. They're very welcome.
You don't feel like one of them. How could you possibly?
I like to immerse myself in the culture.
But they're crazy about their Irish heritage.
Hmm. Yeah, Americans love the Irish anyway. They love the Irish. And if I go anywhere, I went to a beautiful place in Germany called Ruhpolding, which is in Bavaria, which is the bottom of Germany, which the Bavarian people believe they're not German, by the way. They identify as Bavarian.
You go to America, Niall. You're a superstar. You're Irish. Oh, my God, you're Irish.
Yeah, and I love being over there. And I immersed myself in the culture. I even wore a pair of lederhosen.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And I was eating schnitzel. I was eating, like, steak schnitzels and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, you're different now. But
the
potatoes over there,
yeah, they do potatoes. Well, hang on, let me just bring Ingrid into the conversation. Ingrid, hi, how are you?
Hi. So to be Irish, I suppose where I'm coming from, so I was born in England.
Okay.
I was reared in England till the age of 12. Then we came back to Ireland in 75. My father was from Ireland. All of his family, et cetera, and I spent my teenage years growing up in Ireland, and then I spent my 20s, I suppose, living between, I don't know, England, Ireland, America, Scotland, you know.
I did detect a few accents in there, Ingrid, but go on, go on.
Oh, yeah. So when I lived in America, my friends classed me as their Irish friend. Because, you know, I suppose in many respects, from the age of 12, I would know an awful lot, obviously, about the Irish culture. I was immersed in it because of my father. Even before we ever moved back to Ireland, we would come on holidays, et cetera, et cetera. But growing up, I would have always classed myself as, I suppose, English. Now, to throw the spanner in the works when people are saying, you know, you have to be generation after generation after generation. If in my case, if that was generation after, I don't even know would I be British, because my mother actually comes from the Orkney Islands.
Oh, right, okay.
And she does not put, like you ask an Acadian way, but they're an Acadian. They're not Scottish. They're not British. You know, they are very much into their Viking heritage. So where do I come in? I'm like...
How do you identify? That sounds a mad question. But how do you... Like, if I said to you... If somebody said to you, a stranger said to you tomorrow, where are you from? What do you say? You're Irish. Is that what you say?
No, I would actually say I was British-Irish. Because we came
You can't be both. You can't be both. You just can't.
But But you see, because I, you know, we have a lot from my mother's side. And if anything, like if I had to choose, I would have to say, even though I, you know, my voice sounds the epitome of British.
Yeah.
I would have to say that I do identify much more with Irish heritage because I've probably spent most of my life here. My children were born in England, but they came over here at a very young age. And my son, who's actually now living in Lapland, Finland,
right.
He classes himself Irish.
And they all okay, so he wasn't born here, but he has an Irish passport, I assume.
They did. He wasn't born. The three of them weren't born here, but they do. They actually have dual citizenship.
Okay.
If you want, they have an Irish passport and a British passport.
Okay.
A lot of that all came about in 2016.
Can you still? I didn't know you could still do that. I know you can do it if you live in Northern Ireland. You're allowed to have both passports.
But Northern Ireland people are Irish.
If they want to be. But can you still do that if you live in the mainland Britain? Can you still have both passports? Are you allowed to have both? Obviously, you can.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Sorry, it's breaking up a wee bit.
Yeah.
They have both passports. I actually don't have an Irish passport right now, only because I haven't applied for my Irish citizenship. It's kind of like all the forms are sitting there on the shelf and it's like, I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. Let's say you did apply for your Irish citizenship and you'd be perfectly within your rights to do so. And I'm sure they would grant you it, right? If you have the money. What's it now? Yeah. $4,000 or something. Anyway, so you get the Irish citizenship. All of a sudden you have that lovely EU Irish passport in your hand, which is, by the way, one of the most recognized passports in the world and one of the most accepted passports in the world, the Irish passport. It's very valuable. So do you then class yourself as Irish, Ingrid?
That's what I'm saying. I'm really in that kind of balance. I class myself British Irish because I've spent so long here, but I also, I suppose, I've spent a long time in the UK as well, and of course then I've got my mother's background to, you know, that comes into play. I spent a good few years in America. Now, when you hear one of the Americans and they go, you know, and you go, oh, what, you know, oh, you're Irish, because they, as you said, you know, they love the Irish, and they go, oh, I'm Irish too. Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's a complete New York accent. And
yeah, but
like,
my great-great-grandfather came here during the famine.
My great-granddad came there, and it's like, no, you're not. You're American.
Yeah, now, I agree with you.
If somebody is born here, whatever country they come from, whether, you know, their family is from Ireland or whether, you know, as you said earlier, you've got somebody coming from Africa, they are, you know, come over here, blah, blah, blah. They would be, I would class them, you know, African. Their children are born here. At the end of the day, they are Irish. They were born
here.
No,
they're not.
Here's the row. Okay, but Steve. Hang on, Ingrid.
There's some people, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Some people, like in England, and this whole thing comes up, you know, they're West Indian, then African or whatever. There are people that have grown up, born in England and grown up in England.
Three
they
generations.
They've never been back to their family country.
Yeah, you've got three generations of people from the Caribbean or from Jamaica or from whatever it happens to be living in England or, you know, India or wherever it happens to be. They class themselves as British, Steve. Hang on. Can I hear one at a time? Sorry, Steve, just respond to what Ingrid said in relation to the person born here.
Yeah, so just because you're born in a country doesn't make you that nationality. Sure, on a piece of paper, of course it does. It makes it legal. But like I said, when it comes to culture and heritage, they don't have that. If I went over to Zimbabwe in the morning and I was a heterosexual guy with a partner, a woman, and had a child over there and brought them up in the ways of the Irish, the shillelagh and bigoira bejays and all that stuff.
They still would be Irish.
Would you consider them? So they'd be considered Irish to the rest of Zimbabwe because they stand out a mile. They don't have the culture of being as.
They're white and they've roaring red hair.
Roaring red hair. They're not from Africa. They're an Irish child. They come from Irish lineage. Just because you're born in a certain country doesn't make you a part of that country.
Mm.
Doesn't make you part of it.
I'm kind of a bit torn, Ingrid, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of half agree with Steve now. I didn't at the start. But yeah, sorry, Jerry, you want to say something there, Jerry? Go ahead.
Look at Shane McGowan. Sure, look, he said he was born in the banks of the Shannon. Only for the internet caught up with him, and he was born in Tunbridge Wells in England.
Yeah,
and
was he Irish?
Yeah, but he considers himself Irish, and we sing his songs. He was buried in Ireland. And so he considers himself Irish.
Is Phil Lynott Irish?
Irish, don't we? You know, we sing his songs and everything. But he's pretty obviously born in England.
So was Paul McGrath. Wasn't Paul McGrath born in England as well?
Yeah,
yeah.
But we consider them Irish. We sing songs of them, and we celebrate their.
And St. Patrick. He was born in Wales.
Their Irishness. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But
Now, can I just say that I would gladly, hand on my heart, I've no problem saying, imagine we could live for 500 years, but if little Shaniqua, you know, her family came over here 500 years ago, and there
Shaniqua?
I couldn't think of a name. Okay. So, Shaniqua, you know, if they had heritage and ties to this land for a considerable amount of time, knock yourself out, you're Irish at that point. Yeah, but no.
Yeah, see, Ingrid, I am a little bit torn on this one. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of get what Steve said there about going to Zambia and your kid being born in Zambia with the roaring red hair and the white skin. You're not Zambian. You're Irish. Do you know what I mean?
The two cultures come into it, and this is where I think you get that Zimbabwean Irish. Because they're going to get the two same cultures. They're going to know about the two cultures.
But there's nobody in Zimbabwe is going to look at Rory, your kid, with red hair and white freckly skin and say, oh yeah, he's Zimbabwean. They're not. They're just going to go, he's Irish.
Mm-hmm. But that's what they do here in Ireland as well. They say that, they just look at, but then you're looking at it from the point of colour skin.
I suppose that's perception, isn't it?
But sorry, Ingrid, it's not just down to colour. Like I said, and I'm going to say it again, it's down to your heritage. If my family, if I decided to go over to Australia in the morning and have a child over there, he's Irish because he's born from Irish people. When he starts mixing with Australian people and has 100 babies down the line, then they're Australian. That then it is in 100 years' time, 500 years' time, whatever it may be, then they're Australian. But until that point, they're not.
What about Sean O'Halpin, the Cork hurler, the famous Cork hurler, and like he's half Fijian and Irish, but yeah, he speaks like Cork man. He plays Cork hurling, and he was very successful at the time playing Cork hurling.
If he's half Irish, if he has Irish lineage. Let me answer the question, Jerry. If he has Irish lineage, yes, he is Irish. He's half and half. That's okay to be that. But outside of that, if you don't have the lineage, how could you possibly call yourself Irish?
Okay, well, I got to go to break. It's a really interesting conversation, actually. And it all started because Ed Sheeran, I don't know, Ingrid, whether you hear that part of it, Ed Sheeran said he identifies as culturally Irish. Even though he's born in Suffolk and raised in England, but he was
reared in the UK. As far as I'm concerned, Ed Sheeran is British.
Mm.
He does look a little bit Irish. Background of Irish. He has a background of Irish, but he is British.
He does look a little Irish, doesn't he? But in fairness to him, he hasn't got an Irish look about him.
But he could also be Scottish with that look.
Mm. Yeah, I think the Irish do have a look about us. I mean, it's like. When I go on holidays, even to Spain or anywhere really, you can spot the Irish person a mile away. Now, I don't mean just because they're wearing the O'Neill's jersey, right? But you can spot them a mile away. They just have an Irish looking thick head on them. Do you know what I mean?
Because we have a lineage of Irish looking thick heads.
Remember, though, go back to Ireland, all Irish came from around Barcelona. If you go to the Catalan country part, you see like all these redheads and guys with freckles, and they look like all Irish. They're actually speaking Spanish. They're Barcelona people.
What's
that? Isn't there an island off the Caribbean, and they're all their lineage is Irish?
Montserrat.
Where is it?
Montserrat.
And they kind of talk in Irish accents.
Oh, they have an Irish accent. They drink Guinness. They sing the songs. But now, I would say they're partly Irish because an awful lot of Irish slaves were brought over there at the time and they intermingled with the local tribe. And this is what happened.
Stay there, Steve, for a second. Let me go to Michael. Michael, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
Good. Live from New York on his way home from work, most likely. Michael, now, you're originally Irish, but you've been living in New York how long?
No, the opposite. Originally American and born over here.
Oh, okay.
And moved to Ireland, then moved back. So
okay.
I identify as American, to be honest with you. But then it gets funny over here because people who are born here, just American or whatever, but people with Irish parents or Irish grandparents, they're Irish. People with Italian grandparents or parents, they're Italian, and they make it very known. So I think Ireland's a generation or two behind that right now.
Okay. So you can go by what your parents are, in other words, what you're telling me.
Yeah, so like I'm an American, but like dad's Irish, mom's from England, so which one do I pick, you know?
So can you pick and choose then, which you want to identify as based on your parents or grandparents? Like if my grandparents were Spanish, could I turn around and say, oh, I like Spain, I do like the Spanish people, I'm going to identify as Spanish. Could I do that? Am I allowed to do that?
I mean, you're allowed to do whatever you want now. You mean, you're allowed to be a dog if you want, but I mean, I would say if you're born in the country, you should be, that's the country that you're from. Even if your parents are only living there for, you know, 10 years, 15 years, I think.
Once you're born there. Yeah. Okay, so where are your parents American, by the way?
No. Their dad's from Ireland and their mom would be from England.
Okay. So, like they said in the New Irish Times today, you're a mongrel. So, because they described us all as all mongrels.
100% a mongrel.
Yeah. But you identify as American.
I breed with a mongrel too.
Yeah. So you identify as American. But you are American. You carry an American passport. You were born in America. You went to school in America. You're immersed in American culture. Right. You are American.
Right.
Would you like Irish talk shows?
I guess exactly. I love listening to them.
Huh.
But I would identify more with the Irish over here, like the Irish Americans, you know, and just like the Irish and the Italians are very big on, you know, their countries, and especially if you take like New York, New Jersey, you know, it's part of the household. If you're an Italian household, you know it just by what the foods they eat and stuff and the customs, and same if you go into an Irish American house, they have similar customs and stuff, you know.
Hey, Steve, do you accept that Michael is American?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I accept that he's part Irish, part British. You can't, choosing your identity of where you're from is just as silly as choosing your identity of your gender. It's just as silly.
No, it's not. You're talking about something biological. That's completely different.
Will you let me finish what I'm going to say?
Oh, okay.
You are either one thing or another. You're either Irish heritage or you don't. If you have a long lineage of Irish heritage, you are Irish. Just because you happen to be born in the United States doesn't make you American. It makes you Irish. You have Irish heritage.
So who's American? Only the Native American Indians. They're the only Americans, are they?
Oh, yeah, go back far enough to say the Native American Indians.
Because America's not that old, really, because you mentioned 500 years. Like, America's not really that old.
Absolutely, yeah. America is, for the want of a better word, bastardized.
It's a melting pot. That's not the word I would have used, but it's a melting pot, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than using the word Mongols, Niall.
Well, it probably is, yeah. Well, there you go. Mike and Steve says you're not American at all. You're either Irish or British, whichever you like. Take it to your choice.
I mean, I do kind of get where Steve's coming from, but I would say that I'm more of an American because born here, lived here. You have, there's Irish-American kids that have never stepped foot out of the country. Mm-hmm. They don't even know where Ireland is on a map, let alone, you know, so I would think that they're more American.
Yeah, they do. But by the way, if you want to become an American citizen, they do this kind of quiz with you. Yeah. You have to know.
They do. You have to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance. You have to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, here's the thing, Michael. Oh, Jesus, Niall, the dogs are howling. So, Michael, here's the thing. Culturally, yes, you are American, culturally. But as far as your lineage is concerned, no, you're not.
Oh, well, hang on. Maybe just bring Kevin into the conversation here. Kevin, how you doing? You're in Georgia. Jesus, America's well represented here tonight. Sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Niall, thanks for taking my call. So I wanted to further complicate the scenario. I was born in New York to an Irish father, grew up in Florida, and now I've lived in Georgia. And people ask me, because of my accent, it's not a southern accent where I'm from all the time. Although I lived my formative years in Florida, I say Florida, and then they say, well, you don't sound like you're from Florida. You sound like you're from up north somewhere. And I say, well, then I have to explain I'm from New York and all this nonsense. So what am I? I know I'm an American born.
But are you a Floridian or a New Yorker? Yeah.
Yeah. Am I a New Yorker? Am I a Floridian or am I a Georgian? So this is my dilemma.
But are you American?
Yeah, I'm American. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, Steve would probably argue that you're probably not if you mention one of your parents were Irish.
Let me simplify.
No, my dad is from the north side of Dublin. My mother's family is Irish, but has been here for a couple of generations. So,
okay.
American? Am I Irish?
Steve, go for it. Is he American? Is Kevin American or Irish? You know, one of his parents is Irish.
Irish. So let me simplify this for you, Niall.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, thank you.
I live in Dundalk. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm from Dublin.
Yeah.
Am I a dub?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Let's all go home early, lads.
End the show.
No, you are a dub. Yeah.
You get my point here, yeah?
No, I get the point you're making, but that's internal. That's slightly different. That's not nationality. Same heritage.
It's just a different border. Are you mad? It's just a different border.
What was it the Lonely Planet said about Dundalk? The best part of Dundalk was the road out of it. Is that what they said? It was the Dublin Road.
Well, I can concur that, Niall. I can concur.
Do they all, by the way, do they still say hi in Dundalk at the end of every sentence?
No. They're gone very Americanized there as well, that like the accents are weird.
All right, hi. Everybody all right, hi.
But come here and I tell you, so just a quick one on a side note, Niall. So about 4 or 5 days ago, 5 o'clock in the morning, all I could hear from the loudest speaker in the world from my next door neighbor was the call to prayer for an hour solid. All I could hear was, Allah, Allah. This is all I could hear for a constant hour. And it drove me to the point of insanity. I called the cops and everything. I said, this is ridiculous, waking people up at 5 o'clock in the morning doing that type of thing. Now, here we go. Perfectly acceptable in his country. I forget where he's from. That's fine to do something like that. But could you imagine doing something like that as an Irish man, slamming your speaker to the wall and pumping up some heavy metal or Chain of Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, you'd be a box in the head. Yeah. Okay, well, hang on. I need to bring Paolo in just before the end here. Kevin, stay there. Michael, stay there, you Americans. Or Irish, whatever you are. Paolo.
Irish. Yeah, hello, Noel. How are things?
Good, Paolo. Where are you from?
I'm Polish, by the way. Thanks for coming, for joining in for the show. Thank you.
Okay. Do you identify as Irish?
No, to be honest with you, I'm living in this country for over 22 years. And then I love the country because I spend most of my life living here rather than in Poland. I left to Poland when I was a young fella. By the way, coming here only for holidays. And never came back. But I want to ask some of your listeners about it. I have like 2 kids born here. One is almost 18, the other one is 16. You see, they both speak in great Irish and English.
Yeah,
and
they've got Dublin accents. Yeah.
They also speak in a very good Polish because they've been attending to the Polish schools since they were a kid and the Saturday schools. But you see, the time when they were growing, I was watching them and they'd be always speaking English between themselves. They'd be have a kind of Irish thinking rather than the Polish thinking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then if you ask them, one of them, what's your nationality? So they claim to be Irish, and then because like they know everything about the history, what the kids knows about it. They've been in Poland and there's very few occasions, so they only know Poland like just for holidays.
For holidays, yeah.
So they identify like as an Irish, and even like my older daughter never get the Irish passport because, as you mentioned earlier in your show, the constitution was changed in 2003. So I wasn't 3 years here before she was born, so she never got the Irish passport, which the younger kid, she got it straight away. But she's still identified as Irish, and then I never stopped him speaking English.
Okay, well, let me just quickly ask Steve this one. He's our pundit here tonight. Steve, so Paolo's kids were born here. They are immersed in Irish culture. They know more about Irish culture. They've only ever been to Poland on holidays. Are they Irish?
No.
Yeah, they identify as Irish.
One at a time.
Paolo, let me ask you a question. Is your wife Irish, or do you have any Irish lineage?
No, my wife, she's Polish, so, and we both came here like 22 years ago.
The kids are what? Polish or Irish? What do you reckon, Steve?
Polish. They're Polish. Of course they're Polish.
They're not. They have Irish passports. They go to Irish schools.
They
watch GAA and they eat potatoes.
Niall, there's nothing wrong with not being Irish. That's absolutely fine. His kids are Polish who live in Ireland and they have Irish passports. They have no tie to this land.
Okay, let me ask you a question quick because I've only got about 30 seconds here. So if Paolo's kids have kids in the future, would they be Irish?
Did Paolo's kids meet Irish people and have kids with those?
Maybe, yeah.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.